Welcome to episode 385 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and George. Okay, guys, we have all been there.
And Laura.
I'm so sorry. Shoot, George, can I?
And why am I last?
God,
just keep rolling. We don't need to edit that. You just keep going with that. That was fun.
Okay. We've all been there. We've all done this. We've all forgotten to pack something. We've all, you know, whether you figure it out once you get there and you need it, or like myself, if you're in the car on the way to the shuttle or on the shuttle on the way to the ferry, to the airplane. And then I have so much extra time to think about and ruminate over what I've done wrong, left behind, or you've lost something on vacation, left it on a plane, or you've left it and forgot it in your hotel room. So I thought it would be fun if we made a little fun of ourselves and played a fun game. I've scoured the interwebs for various lists and surveys that have been done over the years about the number one thing that people forget to pack, the number one thing that's left behind on planes, and the number one things that are left behind in resorts and hotels. So how this is going to work, guys, is you are going to give yourself 1 point for every item I list that you have personally left behind, lost, forgotten, and we're going to tally them up at the end and see who the biggest winner, or I guess loser, is on this.
To clarify, this is just us, not our children. It's
just us.
Because I would score way higher if it was
No, just you. Just you are, are personally responsible for. Okay. So we got to get started because I got 3 rounds.
Okay.
Okay, so round number one is left at home. So whether you're packing 5 minutes before, like myself and Elizabeth, or 60 days in advance, like my multiple personality disorder person self that packs for 40-day trips.
My mother, she's been packing for her trip in April since Christmas.
So there there is a cool little website where you can buy a bunch of minis to travel with. And I found this infographic survey that they did, and it is from 2017, of the most, what items do travelers forget the most? Okay. So number one on their list is toothbrush.
I mean, yeah.
Number two is nothing. I don't know who these people are that say they've never forgotten anything. Maybe George, is it you? Is it
ever or just on one trip?
Packing. This is when packing for a trip.
So on one trip. Always forgot something.
So number three is clothing or shoes. Number four is toothpaste. Number five is any other toiletries. Number six is socks. Number seven is hair appliances. I'm good there. Eight is
George is like, no.
Nope.
Not once.
Chargers. Yeah, a razor.
Yeah.
Shampoo got its own section. But I guess if you already it's a toiletry, so we'll skip that. Medication. Deodorant. Food. Or eyewear, glasses or contacts or sunglasses.
Oh, I forget sunglasses.
I never
all
pack
the time.
Food on purpose.
I'm at 12.
Seven.
You're at 12?
Okay.
Weren't there only 10?
Oh, there was 14.
Okay.
There was 14.
Wow.
Okay. Keep track of your own scores, people. I'm not good at math. Okay. So
big
round two.
Big 12 for me.
Okay, now we start over on the next one, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're starting all over brand new because we only have so many fingers. Yeah. lost in transit. So according to businesstraveler.com and Chipolo is the other one I used for this list. These are the items most often left behind on planes. Number one is an iPad. Number two is a cell phone. Number three is a neck pillow. Four is clothing. Five is glasses and sunglasses. Six are Kindles. Seven are cameras. Eight are water bottles. Nine is passport. 10 are toys. But we'll skip that because none of us are kids.
What kind of toys?
Like, it was businesstraveler.com. So.
Well, you know, those business travelers who are away for a long time might need their toys.
That's right. Yeah.
Hopefully they're not pulling them out on
not
the plane.
Not on the plane.
I got a big fat zero.
Just make sure your batteries are not everything. Packed separately.
Yeah, I got zero.
I've never left anything behind on a plane.
Two.
Not I also good. Got zero because they always remind you not to leave anything behind. I mean, they tell you can't go back and get it.
Oh my. Well, I actually, so for me, my cell phone actually fell out of my bag.
Oh, I remember that. That was when we came back.
It was when we went to Bali, and it had actually fallen out of my backpack and actually was down into under. I mean, I couldn't even see it. I couldn't reach it, anything. They had to actually call somebody and get up there and like search around because it had actually fallen into the overhead.
You had to run back and I remember that.
You didn't say car keys and that has happened to me.
Okay. Well, I would give yourself a point for that. You know what I can't believe that they didn't have on the list of things that people don't pack, forgot to pack at home were documents or tickets. Cause I think,
I have totally done that. I had to get a later flight cause I left my Disney tickets at home.
I left my Magic Bands at home.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
I think you should give yourself points for those. So round round three. Items have you left behind in either your cruise cabin, your hotel, your resort type thing? This is from a couple different sources. I couldn't find one concise survey on this. But the list I found did all include jewelry, phone chargers, which I think I'm guilty of. I'm pretty sure maybe I'm guilty of toiletries, clothes. I had to have mine mailed from New Orleans. Keys made this list, Elizabeth.
Laptop, I didn't leave it in my hotel room.
Laptops or and tablets. Eyeglasses or sunglasses. Books. I know I love books. Teddy bear. Kids' toys. We'll skip that. So, all right. I'm actually not doing too bad.
I did leave my keys in the safe on a cruise ship, and somehow they couldn't find them, even though they knew what cruise ship it was and they knew what cabin I was in. And, you know, I guess they just tossed them as soon as they saw them.
But my clothes were at a resort in Hilton Head, and I was trying to kind of be organized for when I got home. So I went ahead and washed my clothes.
Oh.
And we got down the road and I thought, oh, all my clothes are in the dryer.
Oh, man.
They turned around and we headed back and the cleaning people, they were gone. All my clothes were gone.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh.
So that was that. I mean, it was just North. I lived in Greensboro at that point, but I was just like, wow. It's like four outfits that were completely. I was like, well, someone got clean clothes somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I started packing stuff to go home and then decided that suitcase was broken and I wasn't going to take it with me. I forgot to actually take the stuff out. So I had a really nice sweater in there and a brand new jacket that I'd bought on the trip. And they never recovered.
It was gone.
I'll tell you, my stepson used to work for Enterprise Rental Car. And they got to keep what was left in the cars if it wasn't claimed in 24 hours. And he said he kept that job not because of the pay, but because of what he could resell. So many laptops and tablets. And
Chris left a nice leather jacket in the trunk of a rental car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that they were allowed to keep it after 24 hours. I thought they had to, try and in good
faith.
Yeah,
but it just happened to end up in my locker and nobody can find it. Oh, for 24 hours. Oh, but now it's mine.
No, I think they had to turn it in the management or whatever, but it was just like, he said, you would not believe how many briefcases or tablets or whatever are just left in those cars and nobody ever calls or follows up or anything like that.
No one says
Well, they probably don't know where they left it.
And to be honest, when you're traveling, it can be so stressful. And sometimes you can have so much going on that you're so much you're trying to think about that. I think part of our brains do shut off. We always joke about, like, are people even thinking when they're on vacation? I think it's like a stress, you know, if you're under too much stress, you shut down mentally. I think sometimes that happens to people when they're about to miss their flight or their connection, something's happening. And it's really easy to do these things. I mean, that's why, I mean, look, all of us, I can't even count the thousands and thousands of trips if you counted up all the travel that we've done. And raise your hand if you no longer forget anything.
I mean, my key situation was like 3 months ago. Yeah.
Wow. I was thinking about this and I'm like,
I had a blue period where every time I traveled, I left something in the hotel room. Like, it was like probably 20 trips in a row. And I'm like, when am I going to break this pattern? Because every single time I check into the hotel and go, I'm going to end up leaving something here. I better not leave something here. And I did it. That sweater incident was in that.
The worst for me is when I remember that I've forgotten it really early on in my travels, but I'm too far away, like in the car on the way to the shuttle that's less than 5 minutes from my house. And I remember, oh shoot, I forgot. And there's nothing I can do about it because I don't have enough time to come back and get it. So now I'm just stuck thinking about this thing that I'm without. So that leads me into this next section of this I wanted to talk about. First of all, who had the highest score? I had 11.
17 or, 19.
I said
19. So I was thinking 17, but no, I miscounted. 19.
I had 15, so.
Six.
Total?
Wow. Yeah.
I had 12.
How many did you have, George?
5.
Wow.
Well, I have an advantage. Like a lot of the things you talked about, I don't pack. My wife takes care of that. So, yeah.
I think George's answer is null and void because he's got it. Yeah,
I don't do any of the toiletries or toothpaste or any of that stuff.
I do want to make one comment about this first survey that I used off of minimus.biz. When they did this survey, they made a note in here because the number two answer, it's men are less forgetful than women, at least according to how they responded. And then they talked about how men, they're saying that men either are more organized and less forgetful, or they're forgetting that they forgot things.
Yeah,
that could be.
Well, so when we first got married, I would pack the toiletries, and then I forgot his deodorant one time because I don't think about his deodorant; I think about my own. And the reaction that I got, now he packs his own toiletries. I'm like, here's your toiletry bag. Here's my toiletry bag.
I tell Chris I don't pack any of his stuff. Like, you got to pack it if you want.
Because I'll forget. You know, I won't think about something that he needs. It's like, no, we're not going to.
Well, Chris takes medication. I don't even know what he takes. So
I pack me. I pack the kids. And Jeff's got to pack himself. So
kids pack themselves, too.
You pack the kids? God,
well, otherwise my child would be wearing, you know,
that's how you turn.
She'd be, I wouldn't want to be seen with her because, you know, the prints she's wearing that really do not go together. So I have to pack her. So I make sure that she has things that actually look decent.
I used to pack for the boys, and then I would realize they'd come home with half the stuff they wouldn't even wear. So I'm like, you pack, you know.
Get it. Put what you're going to wear in the suitcase. So yeah. When I was thinking about this idea was inspired by Donna's lost camera on en route in travel and your past, your phone falling out in the plane and you leaving your keys in the safe, which I'm starting to notice a pattern that I'm with you guys when...
Well, should we also mention, whenever I left my keys in the safe, Lindsay literally looked in the safe and saw it. She's the one that told me that's where my keys were. Like 5 days later, she's like, "Oh yeah, I saw this in the safe when you were packing and making sure you did that last sweep of the hotel." And I just figured you'd get them.
Of the two
of us,
that's
why you do an idiot check.
You sweep the room. I never do. I never sweep the room, and I packed the night before. You were sleeping already. I thought you left them like because the door was open on the safe, and
I left my keys on purpose. Yeah.
I meant, I thought that you, because I thought there was more than just the keys there. There was like a wallet. Yeah. I thought there was
several things. There was like a wallet, business card holder, and
it would have like never dawned on
my hand lotion.
Cross her mind to think that you would leave that there. So that's kind of unfair.
You put your hand lotion in the safe.
I emptied all this stuff out of my purse because I didn't want my purse to be heavy when I was going somewhere. And my keys were part of it. And I totally forgot and didn't even remember it until I was looking for them in the airport. And I was like,
so with that in mind, keeping to this theme of things that we pack or leave behind. Let's talk about what it is that you travel with that you can't live without. Like what are the things that you have to take with you? And I was kind of thinking about, you know, breaking this down into sections of, there are things that I always take with me that if I forget, I can replace it. And there are things that are kind of would be a minor inconvenience. And then there are things that would totally ruin my vacation. So if you want three things, one thing that you maybe could replace but don't want to, one thing that would cause a little bit of inconvenience, but you'd live, and then one thing that you personally, I'm not talking travel documents or stuff like that. That's a no-brainer. You need your tickets. You need your things like that. I'm talking your personal items of stuff. So let's start with Elizabeth.
So these categories are hard for me because everything is replaceable, but some things are more annoying to replace than others. So I have a Bluetooth speaker. It's about $100. It's waterproof. It's good. It's a good Bluetooth speaker. I cannot live without it. That's what I play my sleep stories on, which, you know, when I'm in a strange place, that helps me sleep. I like playing music on it. And then Sandy complains that she doesn't like my music. But I could replace that. I would just be annoyed because I had to buy something, and I would either buy a really cheap one that I hated the whole time, or I'd come home and I have another Bluetooth speaker. Or I wouldn't replace it and I'd be mad about it, but it's replaceable. You know what I mean? Like, I could get it, but I might opt not to.
When I was thinking about replaceable, I was thinking more along the lines of like sunscreen and things like that. So I guess I should have been more like replaceable in the moment of where you're going.
Okay.
Versus,
I think because a razor is, and that's the thing that I always forget. And I've learned A, that it is replaceable, but B, you can actually pay $20 for a disposable razor. If you're in the wrong place, they will charge you out the wazoo for that thing. So that's probably my like replaceable item that I need to travel with, but I often do forget it. So, and then ruin your vacation. That's probably my Bluetooth speaker. The inconvenient one would be an eye mask. I really like to travel with an eye mask. I can live without it because I don't always need it. Sometimes the hotel is nice enough to have blackout curtains or whatever, but and I won't replace it. I'll just live without it. So it won't ruin my vacation. It's just inconvenient.
George?
Wow. This is a tough one. So I guess the odd thing is the one thing I can't live without is probably the one thing I would never forget, which is my CPAP.
My wife.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, well, that's a good one too, but.
Because you literally cannot live without that.
I can sleep without it. It's not pretty and I don't feel great, but that's just one of those things.
Your wife probably doesn't like it either.
Nope. I can guarantee you she doesn't like it either. The thing I'd be really annoyed with is if I forgot my noise canceling headphones, because that makes the flight with everybody's beautiful little angels so much nicer when I don't have to listen to them. Yep. What was the last one?
The CPAP would probably ruin his vacation, right?
Yep.
What's replaceable? What's one thing that you would?
It'd be a
minor annoyance or inconvenience.
That can't be your wife.
Actually, it's a Bluetooth speaker. No, she's not replaceable.
Who would pack?
Which is funny because when we went to Unico last August, I was sitting in the airport and I'm thinking to myself, you know I charged it, but I don't remember putting it in my backpack, and started digging through. And yeah, sure enough, I totally forgot my Bluetooth speaker and was looking for somewhere to stop between the airport and the resort to get another one. Or yeah, it made for actually made for a lousy vacation without it. But I, if I could have found one, I would have bought another one there.
Sandy?
So the thing that is replaceable, but I would be really annoyed, is makeup. I always have this fear that I'm going to forget my makeup because I like this specific powder. It's Clinique, and you can't just buy it in the drugstore usually. I mean, now you can kind of buy it at Target maybe, but yeah. So I would be really irritated if I forgot that. Tell me again. So it's replaceable and annoying. So
replaceable, something that would be an inconvenience on your trip. And then yes, something that would ruin your trip.
Okay. So the inconvenience would be when I forget a power bank. I get so annoyed with myself when I forget power banks. And then ruin my trip, it would be something like bathing suit or shoes, something that I can't easily go into a store and replace because, you know, being a person of size, you can't always find your size. And like, I will never find a bathing suit on a cruise ship that's going to fit me or shoes, you know, like I'm very particular. I got to have comfy shoes. It's, you know, so those bathing suit or shoes would ruin it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good
one. That is a good one. Donna?
Minor inconvenience. Since I've lost my luggage so many damn times, everything is pretty much replaceable. So, you know, I mean, I've had to buy toiletries. I've had to buy, and you just, you know, you just roll with it. So, more of an inconvenience was specialized gear. So if you've got like, you know, like shoes that are, I wear special shoes. I wear with my orthotic inserts and things like that. And you just can't find those kinds of things when you're just going into a store. Or, you know, finding sizes that, you know, like I went skiing and they lost my luggage. And so I had to buy all new ski gear and they don't make it in my size. And so that was kind of a downer. And actually the biggest thing to ruin my vacation, my laptop, because I travel with my laptop and basically I've got all my client stuff on here. I've got, you know, all my passwords and things. You know, if my laptop were to die, not necessarily even get stolen, but just die, I'd have to go buy another laptop wherever I was and spend $1,000 and basically just to get up and running. And that would be devastating.
Laura?
The minor inconvenience, but I could replace it, is two things. The first is a nail, that $2.99 like little nail clipper. I always have one, and I can't take it through the machine, but I always have one in my bag. It's one of the pet peeves. I hate when my nails get all jaggedy and I almost obsess over it to the point of not being fun to be around. and the second one is a Tide pen. You know, just because if, you know, when I'm on vacation, I'm going to eat food that I enjoy, and food that I enjoy is usually not like dainty. So there's a good chance it's going to land somewhere where the whole world's going to know that I ate something that I enjoyed. what's the second one?
It was an inconvenient. It was inconvenient and something that ruined your vacation.
This is somewhere right in between the two of them. But recently when I went on the Enchanted, I forgot my bathing suit and I just didn't even think about kind of needing it. And the whole time I was on that ship, I just regretted it. It's like, I couldn't go in any hot tubs. We were at the like aft pool and I really wanted to just sit in that endless pool and look out the, I was really, you know, so now I when we were talking before about, you know, toiletries, I have like a toiletry bag that sits in my luggage all the time. I don't even have to think about packing it. It's all there. And now there's a bathing suit that sits in my luggage all the time. Cause I don't ever, even if I would just go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania or something, it's like, even if the place I'm going has a pool, I want that option, you know, ahead of me. And it also, you know, it's like, if you're, sharing a room with some, it's one of my like little, if you're sharing a room with someone who you don't know well and you don't exactly want to walk out with this little towel wrapped around you, then I'll sometimes shower in my bathing suit kind of thing. So I get all the parts that I need to, but then I can walk out of the room with a bathing suit on and dry off and then slip the bathing suit off. So and then what's the last one?
Laura, I packed one time and forgot the bottoms because it was a tankini. So I wore it was a blank tank. So I wore black underwear and nobody knew the difference except for me.
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
That's more power to your girl because everybody would know the difference with me. And it wouldn't take very long, you know, unless I was going down to hedonism or something. It wouldn't take very long.
And it definitely wasn't fun. It was like, you know, so Laura, I went out at night where nobody could tell, you know.
Yeah. So the ruin my vacation would be my contact. Well, it'd be CPAP with George, who I call Cornelia. Her name is Cornelia Annabelle Pounder. with Cornelia Penelope Annabelle Pounder, and we call her CPAP for short. And I said, if I ever wrote a blog, it's going to be called The Adventures of Cornelia. Cornelia goes on a cruise. Cornelia goes to Europe. Cornelia. So talking about accessibility and people's accessibility issues. As my contact solution, my contact or extra contacts. There have been times that I've gone that I've thought, oh gosh, if you know, like I only brought one extra contact. If I lose the other one, I'm up a river without a paddle because I'm legally blind without my contacts. Mm. How about you, Lindsay? So
I do that trick where I have for years now put a bathing suit, and my bathing suit gets washed and gets put right back in the suitcase along with toiletries. But my minor replaceable thing, and I've had to buy so many of these, you know, over the years, a power bank or cords, or not checking to see if my cord is fraying on my phone, that type of thing. It's usually replaceable at the airport or somewhere in my travels.
And you're going to pay three times as much.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but I'll be able to replace it. A little bit more awful for me, and this just happened recently, traveling without my contact lenses or glasses. That's fun. Can't see very well, but I still had a great time.
What trip was that?
That was when I was in Disney. December through January. 10 days without contact lenses. Wow. Yes, I tore my house up because and I just recently found the box I've been looking for, but I've already since reordered and bought two pairs of glasses. So my thing that would ruin my trip is bras or swimsuit. It really, really would. I cannot just buy. I've been without my clothes in Europe, and it's a sad thing when you're plus size to not be able to find things and like you mentioned that we just can't buy stuff on a cruise ship, can't buy a swimsuit in my size. So those are the kind of things that would ruin my trip. If I don't have a spare and the one I got pops an underwire, ladies, you know what that's like. There's no store I could just wander into anywhere and just replace it. So that's about it. Everything else is just kind of if I forget my headphones or my Kindle, I'm going to suffer on the plane, but I'll live.
Well, and I was thinking about it as in the times that we're in, it's like your Binax self-monitored COVID test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if you forget that and you're in a strange country and, you know, you don't speak the language or whatever, not being able to
get back home.
Yeah. Sorry. And I think that's the like the short list of things you can't have your vacation without: your passport or your ID, your COVID test results, and your travel documents and your credit card.
Yeah.
Your vaccination card and your credit cards.
I did forget my credit card when I went to Paris. So. Luckily, I had another one. But
I've always taken a credit card, but I forgot to take an ATM card. A couple times. Ooh, I'm like, I don't want anybody to have access to my account. So I purposely left it at home. But at the same time, it's like, I need cash.
Yeah.
Didn't someone leave cash at home recently? Which one of you got special?
I got euros and left them at my parents' house. Well, I never got them from my parents. it wasn't really my fault, but yeah.
Yeah, when we were in
I have them now for my next trip.
When we were in New Orleans for the Nexion, I brought my passport as my form of ID. And on the way back, you know how they have you take everything out of your pockets and put it in those little bowls? Apparently the little machine was full of stuff and my passport fell out in the machine. I didn't know it until I went to get on the plane, and I went or was down at that bag resort. You know, at that point I was, you know, was not breathing real well. So I hauled it all the way back there, and they said, no, we can't find it. And I was like, I had to have it to get through here, you know? Yeah. And they said they couldn't find it. Well, long and the short of it, it got like stuck in between the belt and the inside machine. And when somebody was cleaning that at night, they found it. And I called the TSA passport people, TSA people, and they had it. I had to set up a FedEx account that I could pay for, and they overnighted it to me.
Wow.
But I learned a valuable lesson at that point about like really making sure that when you're going through those machines to tuck everything.
Like zip mm-hmm. your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that would have ruined things.
That was how I left. That's how I left my car keys on the plane. I had a backpack that had one of those little pockets and just slipped them in there. But apparently I didn't zip it. I didn't realize it wasn't zipped. And, you know, once you put it in the overhead and it shifts all around, I pulled it out. I didn't notice that they weren't in there. And I have no idea where they fell out. But I just realized at some point that it was open. I'm like, well, yeah. So probably in that they were in the overhead somewhere.
Oh, that's
that was fun.
So do we have enough time for you guys to say, is there anything anybody takes when they travel that's unusual that someone might not think of to take when they travel?
Well, I'm not going to admit to it.
Right back to the toys. No, I'm just kidding.
Finley had a travel lemur that he took. He had a little stuffed toy lemur that he took on every trip. It was so cute. Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore, but he still has the lemur. But
what do you take, Elizabeth?
I really don't. I mean, I don't take anything unusual. I have a go bag packed, and it does have things like wine bags in it. Like, I've decided to put all the things that I might need on a trip in my suitcase, and then when I pack, I take things out. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to a place where I'm going to buy bottles of wine, so I'll take that out. I'm not going to a sunny place where I need like power sunscreen. I just need face sunscreen, so I'll take the sunscreen out. So I don't forget things as often from home anymore. I do forget them from destination coming back home, but
I have a friend who always packs a flask, like a small flask in their checked baggage or whatever, just a small flask, because they got so used to it when they were doing business travel, you know, like they'd get to the hotel and they think, I'd just like to have a little sip of something, but it would be like $14 to or they wouldn't have their brand or whatever, so they you know, they bring a flask.
That's a good idea.
I bring hard candies, like sugar-free hard candies, because inevitably I'm going to, like, sometimes you get really dried out in those rooms. And that's the worst, is to wake up, you know, like if you have a roommate you don't know, or even if you do, you know, you're coughing. So
I bring gum because it can be hard to find to buy sometimes, airports and different places.
I bring hair. I have a hair turban that like soaks the water out of my hair and dries it so that whenever I get a blow dry, it's not so wet and I can blow dry it a lot faster. And I love that thing.
I almost always bring a hoodie with me.
I bring a beach bag because inevitably I always have to buy one, or I need something to put my dirty clothes in, or whatever the case. And so I actually have a beach bag that I stick into my, you know, suitcase, and it lives in my suitcase. And it's got my sunscreen and everything in it, because I'm tired of buying bags that I don't need.
Mine says, hola, beaches.
Mine's a red stripe bag.
I've bought so many bags over the years that I've been using them when I take for stuff to donate. I just fill the bag with things I need to donate, and then that whole thing goes.
Yeah, I do
because
that
I've got so many, but it's so smart to just leave one. I should start just leaving a beach bag. I do try to take one, but I'd leave it in my suitcase. But
I take, George, the little ones, anything? The grocery bags that fold up into the
groceries.
The
Yeah. Oh, I have Ziplocs and the hair thingies, the shower caps. I have a bag full of shower caps to put all my shoes in and wet clothes and you name it. Because you always get them in hotels.
Do
you got anything you know? No, because your wife packs everything.
Yeah. We should ask his wife.
Whatever she puts in the bag.
I have my own suitcase. I pack all my own clothes, all my own toiletries. I take care of all the electronics. Believe it or not, I actually handle all the travel documents too. So,
wow.
Passports, all the cash. Yeah. No, I forget weird things like socks. Like underwear. I remember in my first cruise, I brought a suit and forgot to bring dress socks. So what exactly am I going to wear?
So you wore white tube socks?
No, so I went, believe it or not, I went down to the gift shop and they actually had men's black socks stashed away underneath. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
They don't have women's bathing suits in plus size, but they got men's black socks.
Yep.
I've always thought that multi-million dollar idea would be to have vending machines in areas of transit that sold underwear, socks, the things that you typically forget, or if your luggage is lost or the airline loses your luggage.
The airline the airport in Geneva actually has a drugstore and they sell candy and they sell little snacks and all, but they also sell underwear and long underwear and socks and all those things because I stacked up.
Mm-hmm. That's not the one in Anchorage Airport has a vending machine with mittens and hats and stuff.
Cold weather.
Knitted and stuff.
The local start taking things. Pictures of the cool vending machines.
Yeah, we should.
Vending machines around the world.
You'd be where is this? Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So my idea for a cool, my life-changing, we could be millionaire idea is not about a travel thing, but it's about someone should invent an app that when you're on hold, that you could just silence your phone and your phone would blink when the person comes on.
My phone has that. I have that on mine. It's the Google Assistant because I have a Google Fi phone.
That is our show for this week. And thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We would love to hear from you. Please give us your feedback. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Laura, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay. Thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.